The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Oh boy, do we have a powerful show for you today. Get ready for some incredible heart field healing by Eric Altman. Now, you may not have heard of this international spiritual leader, but I guarantee you, from this day forward, you're going to remember Eric Altman, especially as he sends you powerful healing energy to release the painful ideas that you may have had about yourself or your life. Eric has a foot in two worlds, working on both an energetic and practical level to help people help themselves. Today, and every time you listen to this particular show, Eric's energy will support you in overcoming the challenges all of us face in the realms of relationships, work, physical well-being, and emotional pain. He's going to help us to fully become alive and engaged. So don't go away, as Eric is using Law of Attraction Talk Radio as a conduit for you to receive heart-field healing. We'll be right back after these words.
Need help realizing your dreams? As a hypnotherapist specializing in the Law of Attraction, Jules Johnson can help you to break through your critical mind into your manifested dream. Get started today by going to lawofattractiontools.com. Set up a personal Skype video or phone session. Law of Attraction Tools is there to help you turn your desires into reality. That's lawofattractiontools.com.
In all the years of doing Law of Attraction cruises, I've never been more excited about the one coming up in December 2012. Not only is it going to be an incredible vacation, and not only will you experience transformational workshops, but we are going to have a chance to experience a once-in-many-lifetimes event. We're headed to the island of Cozumel, featuring a trip to the Mayan spiritual ruins, where the phenomenal Lee Harris will be doing a channel right on sacred grounds. We'll be on this Mayan land just days before the end of this 5,000-year cycle, signifying the beginning of the golden age of peace and abundance. Join Lee Harris, Constance Arnold, and me, Jules, on the trip of a lifetime. Go to lawofattractioncruise.com to get more information. Join us in our celebration of higher consciousness. Go to lawofattractioncruise.com.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
Doesn't this cruise sound wonderful? Come and dine with me and my good friends Lee and Constance on the Royal Caribbean Jewel of the Seas. The ship is so incredible. And one of the reasons why I love having these cruises is because I meet so many incredible people. As a matter of fact, I even met my business partner on the last cruise. So go to lawofattractioncruise.com and sign up today with your deposit. Don't wait until all the great cabins are taken. And I really, really want to meet you. Now, next week, July 1st, please visit the Law of Attraction Radio Network as we launch our brand new incredible website. We're going to give away a free Success Hypnosis MP3 when you sign up to receive a newsletter and updates. And while you're there, please take a look at the new show lineup. All of the shows are special, and each one will definitely enhance your well-being. You know, I love it when the universe delivers my guests to me. During the last week, I really needed an attitude adjustment. It was high time, don't you think? I noticed that I started feeling tired about everything. I'm tired of feeling bad about the government. I'm tired of feeling frustrated by Western medicine. I'm tired about what people are predicting about the economy. I'm so tired of those doom and gloom people coming out of the woodwork to declare the end of the world is approaching. I am now wanting to think more about how wonderful, healthy, and clean and safe our planet is. And I want to think that all human beings, whether they're in the government or not, are all inherently good. I want people to realize their individual power, and I want them to start creating incredible beauty in their life and to, just stop taking life so darn seriously. Come on, universe, let's have some fun here. Let's change the attitude. So guess what happened? My guest had to cancel out because of sickness, and out of the blue comes this most miraculous person able to transmit and manipulate energy in order to relieve us of some of these painful ideas and thoughts that have been plaguing us. So today I get to introduce you to Eric Altman. Eric has been aware of an energy coming into and running through his body since he was a small child. As he became more familiar with it, he was able to consciously direct and transmit this energy over any distance. He is able to manipulate it through time and space, too. Although we pre-recorded this on Friday, he has re-energized this episode a second time to give it a huge amount of energy in which to uplift anyone who listens to it over and over again. Eric has named this distant healing gift Heart Field Healing due to the heart's intelligence, which he states is actually more powerful than the brain. You can read more about Eric Altman by going to his website, ericaltman.com. And you could even sign up for his weekly energy sessions for a very, very, very low fee. The thing that I admired most about Eric is that he's coming from the heart. He's so down to earth. And I really believe he is as authentic as you can get, especially in energy transmission. Thank you, universe, for bringing Eric Altman to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here with you.
I have been reading up on you and learning a lot. You have had this special gift since you were young. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. I noticed it probably around the ages of like 9 and 10 that I started to notice. I could see like colors and that sort of thing around animals first. And then I started paying more attention to that as I was aware. I became aware of that after asking questions of others, you know, if they could see those things. And that wasn't the case. So
you felt a little different, huh?
Yeah, I felt a lot different, actually. Yeah.
And so that progressed into...
So that progressed into playing with the energy itself. And so I started out playing with animals. And so I've noticed in the park, I might notice like a cat or something, a dog, et cetera, that looked actually sick from the color around it. It wouldn't look sick to the normal person. Or, you know, something that was kind of out of alignment, I would say. And so I noticed just putting the attention on it and then directing the energy towards the specific animal, I would notice the change quite quickly, and it seemed to be like so quick that I would notice whoever was walking around with the animal that they would pick it up really fast as well. I mean, it was that noticeable.
Wow, my goodness. Well, so you started out on animals you could see, you could feel, and then you thought that maybe you could do it with real human beings, huh?
Right. I was pretty certain, actually, because it felt so clear with animals, and I felt there was no doubt I could put on, you know, one person. One get big.
And what age were you?
So at that time, I was definitely at least 10, like between 10 and 11, after I'd played with it a little bit.
Wow, 10 and 11. Okay. So were you doing anything to, like at parties during the teenage years?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, I couldn't help it, you know, being a regular teenager, and so I would use it to my benefit in every possible way or every imaginable way.
So you were the life of the party, were you, Eric?
Yeah, except no one knew where it was coming from.
Oh, neat. So you're able to see everybody's auras, and then you could send them energy, or what could you do?
Absolutely, yeah. Or the interesting thing about it was I noticed that people would be drawn to me in a way that was not ordinary. Just from watching that around my friends and the people that I hung out with, it just seemed a little bit like people would gravitate towards me under any circumstance. And then I realized, you know, it was just the energy was coming out of me in a way that I had not recognized before.
Wow.
And then looking back, that had always been the case. And so then, you know, the more I got used to it, so this is good for probably the listeners. Then I recognized that that everybody was carrying the same energy. But when I became more aware of it, and then, speaking of the law of attraction, so that's exactly what started happening. That, you know, my awareness of that and then nurturing that, just started pulling things into my life that, anything that I would think about and consider that was useful, helpful, et cetera, yeah, would start showing up around me.
Wow. Wow. Very powerful. And you said that anybody can actually, we all have this energy within.
Without a doubt. There's no question, you know, sometimes people say, well, it's a gift or whatever, and that's true, but it's a gift that we all have. A 1,000%. I mean, it's just that everyone has it, and it's much simpler than our mind will allow it to be.
So, but we have to develop it, whereas you didn't have to develop it. It was just there.
I would say, I'm not sure if you do anything with energy or not, but if I sat with you for a couple, and you really want to do that, and you could walk away, able to do something with that in a way that you couldn't before. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good. I love it.
Yeah, it's really fast track. It's really your willingness and their just open-mindedness, and you know, that's definitely the most important aspect of it.
So you go around the world, and you're helping people, and I guess you're manifesting all these trips, and you're able to bring these people to you that need the help. So when did you discover you could do distant healing?
Let's see. I was 14 years old.
Wow.
And so, let's see. I knew a gentleman who worked for the government, and then they were doing remote healing at the time, and then, you know, which I had no idea about as being a 14-year-old. And so so I'd read a lot about what information was available at that time. And then I started playing with that. Had cousins that lived in Hawaii, so I'd start seeing if I could hit a target. You know, it, like say they put something in their backyard, and I would see if I could like identify it, or just see if there's something sitting on a table or whatever. And that was actually easier than say working on you like 2 feet away from me.
Really?
So that's when I realized that that was it just happened to be a strength for me. And where other like maybe people that can work with the energy, they just have different, they have no idea how to do that, but maybe they're better at something else.
Wow. So you know that your energy can actually help people to relieve their stress or to relieve their dis-ease, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And so you can do this distant healing at any time. And I hear you are quite busy on many people at once.
Yeah, always. Yeah. Like I don't know what time it is here. It's probably 4 o'clock, I think. A little after 4 o'clock. So I worked with, I've probably worked with about 5,000 people already today.
Wow.
Yeah, in Portland. So I'm on the, you know, whatever, same time you guys are.
Yeah, we're on the same time. So
yeah.
And these people are from around the world, so they just contact you through your website?
No, originally, like, I've never had a website until recently because for one, I wanted more privacy because I was way too busy. And so now I'm getting a little more focused on what I want to do and then how I want to work with people and help teach others, you know, to do more of the same thing like what I'm doing.
So why is it that now is an important time? I mean, it seems like that everybody's going at super fast speeds right now and getting frustrated, stressed. What is going on with the planet? What's going on with us? Are we, what do you have the answers for us?
Well, I mean, I could talk a little bit about it, what I noticed as a whole. Like, say, the people, like, on the planet are like the nervous system of the planet. And so the atmosphere around the planet is, you know, it comes around once in a while when there's trouble, which there is, you know, and when we haven't kind of taken care of ourselves and taken care of our home, so to speak, as a planet. And so there's a necessity, just like someone with a disease, so our planet is sick. And so what's happening is that there's the extreme imbalances everywhere, as, you know, it's pretty evident to everyone. So what's happening is that it feels like, you know, people will say like speeding up. It's just like our nervous systems are speeding up. So we either have to catch up with it, or as people are getting sick more than ever. People are, you know, they're just actually leaving the planet more than ever. Does that make sense? There's some, either most of the time it's an unconscious choice just to not be here anymore.
So why now, though? Is there something going on?
I think we've created the now. Like, I think we've created the situational now that it's if we keep going in this direction, so the world won't last very much longer. You know, now with all the weapons and everything we have beyond, you know, we could blow up our planet, you know, planet 50 times over.
So you mentioned our planet, but is it our perception that everything is wrong with the planet? Or can we simply change our perception into looking at the good things? Because there's still a lot of beauty on the planet Gaia, right?
No, absolutely, yeah. And I think I'm speaking, you know, I think I have an idea who the audience is. And so absolutely, without a doubt, I mean, that's the only reason that I've devoted my life to like doing this work, because I believe what you just said. So I mean, I see all the beauty and I'm aware of everything else that's going on too. And so my focus is not on the negative. But you know, people just need to be aware of, yeah, that, you know, it gives anyone, unfortunately, the motive to like create change in themselves. Like, fortunately, we have to, you know, experience enough pain in order to like make a change.
Right. But we have to change our perception. I mean, because I've been caught up on the things with the financial and the economy and everything, and I found myself getting stressed. But I had to make a conscious decision. You know what? I can either be happy or I can be miserable on the planet. Let me look at the beauty. Let me look at the lakes. Let me see the clean, fresh air. That's what we need to do right now, is to shift our perception.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, and so I think oftentimes, I mean, right now I see that, every day in the work that I do, and it's just the tools that people are lacking right now, like how to do that. It's so simple that they overlook kind of they or you or I, we have the power to create that change immediately. There's no, it's not complex in that way, but it's just the habits that are obviously that generate the stuckness in all of us.
So you're, do distance healing, you can help us to release the stress so that we're better able to look at the more positive things in life?
Absolutely, yeah. So when I do that, what I'm doing is clearing the programs in the unconscious. And so
wow.
That's everything is coming from the unconscious. So if you, I'll just tell you this quick story. My mom has Alzheimer's, and so she had a myriad of bodily diseases, and she couldn't walk, and so on and so forth. And so 10 years later now, she has nothing wrong with her body. I have never worked on her. In this case, just because she, in a couple of years, her body came back to youthful form, and now she's around 89 right now.
And she doesn't have Alzheimer's anymore.
She has Alzheimer's, but the point is what happened during the doctors were asking me, and I said because she forgot that she had the disease, and
oh.
So and then the first they didn't believe it, but then they started to analyze everything they possibly could. They used her as a guinea pig, and so in a good way, it's very healthy for everyone and us around her to see that and to recognize that.
So it would be good for us to stop recognizing that we have cancer or some other MS or whatever.
Well, it's just to recognize that in that case, her unconscious cleared that because there was it recognized the things that didn't need to be there were just released. She let them go.
Wow, very so cool.
It's that quick, but it's that quick for everyone. Like I work with little children who have incurable cancer in the blood, or just things like that that are totally not typically. I mean, there's just nothing you can do. And then, but really, changing their family dynamics, the way that they look at the child, and then the child starts to heal. It starts to self correct.
Wow.
It's not a function of time either. It's just more of say I'm working with, I already see them whole all the time, and so I'm working with my heart all the time. It's nothing I'm trying to do. It's something that we all crave that, and it's our natural state of being.
Is there people who you work with who are not able to let or release some of the stuff in the subconscious?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I would say that's probably probably between 5 and 10%.
That maybe just came to the planet with the intention of having this disease to learn from it.
What I see is someone will come like that actually to teach the people around them.
Really?
Because then what I've seen is that. Say a person comes in and they contract a certain type of disease, and then I can tell when I start to work with them, it's like cement in a way, and then I realize they have come here actually to teach. Could be a family or a community event, however far their outreach is. But it's very dynamic too. That it's very distinct when that happens. It's like a messenger in a way that's coming to help wake people up.
Wow, that's very fascinating. So Let's try a little bit, if you don't mind, try a bit of, you call it heart healing.
Yes.
And why do you call it that? It's your heart intelligence. Could you explain that a little bit?
Sure, yeah. I would say the heart intelligence, it dwarfs definitely the mind intelligence by probably, I don't know, 100-fold or...
really?
To say the least, yeah. There's not even a relationship there as far as like the, say, competing for intelligence. Yeah.
But so how is it different? It's just, it's the emotions of the body lie there? It's our guidance system.
It's our intelligence of all. It's the wisdom of everything. Like that, we have access to everything. This in the universe. This on the planet. And what stops that is just our minds. You know, wanting to control. You know, control our lives, control people around ourselves, and that sort of thing.
So it's actually our mind is in the way. Heart's intelligence.
Right. We don't know how to. You know, we're not. Let's see. I would just say we're not mature enough at this point in our evolution to recognize the mind is an amazing tool, but the heart is the one really running the show.
Oh, that's well put. So if we could start recognizing the power of the heart, we could probably put an end to all the wars and the weapons and everything else.
Right, all that is. And so you can see if we have the choice, and you know. It's right now the planet is telling us that which I'm speaking of. Like if you think about your heart and or my heart creating a war, it's laughable. But you can definitely see like our minds if we got in an argument about something that we'd be willing to like shoot each other on some level.
On some level. That's good.
Hopefully it's a low level.
Yeah, let's not make it the high level. Okay, so so let's give this heart healing.
Okay.
And send it there. Tell us what we are to do.
So the best way to be open is just to set the intention and to say to yourself that I'm willing to participate and accept this healing in this moment.
Okay.
And this is my intention.
I just want to let the listeners know that from this point forward, for around 30 minutes, Eric will be transmitting this very powerful heart field energy to help you release old patterns of thinking that keep you stuck in relationships and work issues and mental or physical issues or painful thinking. Eric did advise not to drive while listening to this, but you can do just about anything else. Also, if you have your pets around you, bring them close by so that they will also get the effects of this energy. And in order not to have blank air for listeners who may just be tuning in, we will be playing many, many different songs. So sit back and relax. And you might also want to be aware of what you are experiencing during this healing. And maybe even drop me an email to let us know what you have experienced. So let us begin.
Thank you. of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. Learn much more than I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Every day, please don't throw your dreams. Back on. gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate room. Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three. Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin. Traveling in the world of my creation, what we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it. I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. Thank you.
So, Eric, what just happened? Was this healing for anything that ails us? I mean, was it healing for our animals? Were we allowed to be driving a car or what?
You could do all that. I wouldn't suggest driving a car to get the best benefit out of that. But like I felt a connection. First, I connected with you and was like charging you. So when actually you are on the radio, and that's going to affect everyone that you talk to probably. So I put like a timer in you for the next like 5 weeks. Just to,
all
so you
right.
Can, yeah, so you can kind of play with that too, actually. And then I can enhance that every so often. I can kind of keep amping that up. And so I can experiment with you and play.
Wonderful. So every time people, they can just keep on coming back and listening to this over and over again. Because what I felt with you, immediate calm just came completely over me.
Yeah, and it's interesting, your receptivities, it was really, say on 1 to 10, you're like, 8.5.
Really?
And so, yeah, it's interesting. So I used you right away for like a conduit. And so, yeah, it was awesome. Actually, it was fun because then that helps the whole, everyone you're working with, people that call and et cetera, listen to your program. And so that's going to help immensely. So that transfers through you and then out to everyone. And so, it's just fun. It's play.
How wonderful. But I definitely felt that connection and that energy to you. So I knew something was really happening. And I also felt like I got very warm at one point, very hot. And then I started cooling down.
I felt there was like when we talked earlier. So what I did is kind of like clear the bottom half of your body first. And so that's a little more, it's not as sensitive in people. And so so it's a way to kind of just to get the body used to that energy, right? And so then I started working in your mind, and then I could feel your body start to heat up from that.
Wow. That was really great.
Yeah, so it's just clearing, again, like what I was doing is like clearing like old programs that aren't necessary for you or for anyone, actually. And so, and then it helps you just keeping clear and stronger with what you're doing and where you're going with your life.
How wonderful. Oh, Eric, that is very exciting. So you don't recommend that we drive while we're listening to this over and over, but we can bring our animals in to get the energy too, right?
Oh, well, what I did is like this time, we can talk some more about this, but absolutely, the animals are much more receptive than the humans, the human animal. Yeah, so they can teach us. Yeah, but they're very easy to work on. I mean, definitely, like if people have animals that are sick, I mean, they turn around quite quickly most of the time. I would say like 80-some% of the time, for sure.
And so you were connecting heart's intelligence.
Absolutely, yeah, going right for that. But like I said, like to acquaint your system, your whole system, so it feels safe, so it can kind of like let down. And then it can kind of go right into your heart, like and then work from the inside out that way.
Wow. Yeah, and I felt myself wanting to take deep all the way through it.
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, your rhythm in that was nice. Even like I said, in a receptive, so you're sort of getting like kind of maximum like benefit of that, and then the clearing is just again clearing the things that aren't you.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I needed to get rid of some of that stuff. Desperately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, now I want to tell everybody that you are having sessions once a week, right? Do I have that right? That they need to go to ericaltman.com and they can sign up for a series of distant healing sessions, something along the lines that we just did.
Right. Exactly. Yes. And then they'll be for, I think it's a one, they're 1 hour sessions. Yeah.
So they're on Thursday night from now until the end of September, from 7 p.m.
Right.
8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know, really, this has been an incredible experience. Eric, I hope you'll come back on and share more with us.
Yeah, it would be fun and have all the viewers come back on too, so they can. It'd be fun to play with that and look at it before and after.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask all the listeners to send me the email on what just happened. That will be fun.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, and then anyone that wants, like, any kind of, like, list, if you want to get a list, and I can work off a list, too. Like, if say you have listeners that wanted, like, to continue to do this more, et cetera, I can actually work off a spreadsheet.
Oh, my God.
And all I need is their name and their birth date, and then that's all I need is a signature.
All right. Well, we can do
that. Yeah.
But people have to give you their permission to do it. They have to be open to it. Is that how it works?
Yeah. Well, why do you, like, in the beginning to set your intention, say you set your intention to be included, so it flips a switch. And so what I'm doing is working to that. And so that way I'm not invading on anyone else's, you know, on their privacy if they don't want to be involved in it. Does that make sense? So I'm not... Yeah, it does. I don't override that. So, that's not good for me or anyone else.
Okay. Well, we want to keep it good for you and everybody else.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Eric. This has been such a thrill, and I definitely want to have you back on. This is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I like it. It's fun. Yeah, it's very nice meeting you, and I love playing like this. It's fun.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@loaradionetwork.com and have a great week.